They have, you know, they have stuff built in where I do it a lot.
Yeah. It's just an automatic check.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that. Some is just like they just call a play, and then you can check at the line kind of thing. It's just a whole bunch of different stuff, but there is a lot of stuff they have been asking.
How much more comfortable are you doing that this year? It's your second year in this system. Do you yourself just feel more comfortable going up there and being able to do that?
Absolutely. That's the way I love to play. I love having a lot put on my back. I like having that, and any quarterback does, you know. Coach Musgrave talks to me, you know, with his time with Matt Ryan, you know, how he loved that, you know, how we're similar in that way, how we just love that kind of stuff. So I absolutely love it.
How much more confidence does that give you then to know that they have that much confidence to give it back?
Yeah, no, it's cool. You know, it's a good feeling. It shows that we're heading in the right way. Any quarterback, you know, they would feel like, oh, it's cool that they trust me to be able to do that stuff.
That put extra pressure, like, on a fourth down play when you say, hey, let's go over the end zone. Do you feel extra pressure when all of a sudden you do that?
No, I just know that as soon as the ball goes up, I kind of laugh because I know what they're thinking. Like we didn't call that, you know. it's just funny, man. But it's nothing, like, outside the framework of what they want me to do or, you know, being aggressive and those kind of things. I would never just totally do that kind of stuff, you know, being insubordinate. I'm not like that. But I try and stay in the framework and just run the offense the way Coach Musgrave and Coach Downing want it.
Go back to your rookie year. How much audibling out did you do?
Ole let me do everything at the line. Yeah, he did. You know, and that was just his system. He's big on the quarterbacks. You know, you watch the Jaguars play. Blake's handling a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage, and that's just – you know, the way that Ole had things.
When Jack goes for things, you know, he's getting the reputation of being a gambler, uh-huh, going forward on certain downs. Does that trickle down to you guys where it almost makes you feel like, you know what, a team really is a reflection of their coach?
You know, to us, it just, like I said before, it just gives us confidence. You know, I don't know if it makes us feel any certain type of way, but it definitely gives us confidence knowing that, you know, he trusts us in, you know, fourth and two or, you know, fourth and one, fourth and short. Backed up 2-point conversions. He trusts us to execute. And so, now there's a lot riding on us to go out there and execute, but there's no heightened sense of, oh, man, we have to do it or anything like that. We just, hey, that's how Coach wants it done, and that's how we're going to do it.
But it's a heightened sense of confidence.
Absolutely. There's definitely a lot of confidence instilled in us that, you know, that he trusts us that much.
In what areas have you seen Cooper make the most growth from his rookie season?
It's hard to say his route running, but you know, because it was good when he first got here. But he's cleaning every little detail up. You know, we were just sitting there, you know, having lunch together, talking about you know, how him and I can practice better together, and you know, just trying to figure out, you know, anything. And so I think that's where we've grown the most is our communication, and you know, that stems from obviously being around each other now for a while, and just growing in that way. And we're talking about things about how we'll do things today and how we'll go about our business, but. You know, it's those kind of conversations that we didn't have last year. We were both kind of just figuring both of us still trying to figure it out. We're both still young, you know, so we're both still trying to figure it out. But, now we're having conversations that are helping us get there faster.
Has he always been a confident receiver?
I would say it's grown, but, you know, that's just me not really knowing, you know, him, you know, on the inside, how he feels. But I would say it's grown because as you get older in this league, especially against the, you know, defenses that we play year in and year out, you're just going to gain confidence. You're just going to gain more, you know, and, you know, him being able to go to the Pro Bowl last year and, you know, playing half the year hurt, that's a lot of confidence for him, you know, to say, wow, I didn't, you know, maybe have my best, you know, at all times, but I could still make it there, you know, and I would assume that would give him a lot of confidence.
You talked after the game about, you know, the road in this division, even though you're tied for first, the road still goes to Denver, but
that's right.
Kansas City being a team that swept you last year, is that kind of another road that you guys want to be able to go down?
Absolutely. Like I said, the road, everyone in this division knows. It goes through Denver because not only are they the division champs, they're the Super Bowl champs. We know that. But also on our side of things, we finished third, and we didn't even beat Kansas City last year. So there's nothing for us to hold our chest out about or think highly of ourselves in any way. You know, we need to go out there and we need to compete and, you know, try and get a win against a team that we didn't beat last year. And we know how tough it is to play them. But that's the mindset that we have is, you know, yes, the records are what they are right now, but that means absolutely nothing. You know, we didn't beat them last year, but, you know, this is a new year and we have a new opportunity.
What are the challenges of facing a guy like Marcus Peters, the aggressive player, playmaker, and what do you have to do to?
You said it. You know, he's aggressive, playmaker, great hands, great ball skills as a DB. You know, anytime a corner has great ball skills, you have to be careful with those 50-50 chance balls. You know, you got to be careful in that aspect. But, you know, it's the same way, you know, whenever we play all those top corners, which he is one of. You know, I'm just going to go out there and play my game regardless of who's standing where. But you just know and you have that respect for him, you know, about what kind of player they are. But you still got to go out there and just play ball.
Do you try to bait guys into throwing?
Absolutely. He definitely does. You know, and you try and study that and learn those things. But he absolutely does.
Talking about having been swept by the Chiefs last year, but you got your first career win against the Chiefs here in Oakland. How much do you think about that?
I mean, obviously it was my first win ever. It took about 78 weeks to get to it, but it felt good though. You know, it felt good, and so I'll always remember that. But I don't go back to that game and recall on it like, oh, this is what we did well. It's different offense. They got some new pieces also. We stole Sean, so that's awesome. You know, it was a double whammy for us. You look back on that game and it's exciting, but nowadays, you know, we're so far past that. Everyone's different players, so, we kind of got past it.
Sean Smith presented the blueprint yet then?
He's had, like, little tips, but it's like anything, man. You come out here and, you learn a new defense and those kind of things. It's like you're so much into that. You're like, that other language is now foreign, you know. So obviously when he first got here, I picked his brain and have notes on all that stuff. But, I played him a whole bunch of times now. You got a feel for who they are. But, you be ready for, anything that coach can bring because he'll bring it.
Before the bye, the last time they played, they got out of hand early against Pittsburgh. What kind of things do you take from that, looking at that defense?
It's tough, man, because every single week, anybody can beat anybody. Anything can happen. So, you don't look too much into the score. You just kind of watch, the scheme. You kind of just try and watch each position, each player, and just pick up things on them. That's it. I never look at the score, and I never, unless it's a situation thing, I need to be conscious of watching it. But I don't look at the score if someone gets, beat by a lot or wins by a lot and think, oh, that's the kind of player they are. I just kind of, I try and get a feel for the scheme. I get a feel for who they are, and I try and get inside their heads. That's really all it is.
Anything more for Derek?
Yeah, who was your favorite wrestler before going into the...
Favorite? The Rock. I love The Rock.
The Rock guy?
Yeah, I love The Rock. I grew up watching that. Bret Hart. I wanted the Bret Hart glasses. Couldn't get them. So if anybody's got them out there, I love them.
You got a pink top then, I'm sure.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. No.
Thanks.